Samson turns to God after his blinding, and in total contrition for his mistakes, asks for his strength to be restored. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 183, Hair versus Eyes. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
It is another striking image given us by Rembrandt, a painting hanging in Frankfurt. It is called The Blinding of Samson. It depicts the torture of Samson by the Philistines after he has lost his strength because Delilah has cut his hair. As I noted in an article in Mosaic about the work, what is striking is that when Rembrandt gives us scenes from the Hebrew Bible, he often chooses a moment in that scene that is different from that selected by previous artists. As my friend the art historian Jacob Weiss pointed out, many artists, including Rembrandt himself in an earlier work created when he was young, had focused on a scene of Samson still asleep and Delilah cutting his hair. In contrast, in this image, Rembrandt is focusing on what happens after, what occurs to Samson's eyes. And the reason, as I wrote, is that Rembrandt somehow senses that his own downfall has occurred because of his eyes. Delilah is a woman whose loyalty is to the enemy, and she is not the first from that cadre of women for whom Samson lusts. Thus we read in the book of Judges, "And Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, 'I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore get her for me to wife.' Then his father and his mother said unto him, 'Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among all my people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines?' And Samson said unto his father, 'Get her for me, for she is pleasing in my eyes.'" So scripture tells us, and the emphasis over and over is on sight and eyes. And thus, it is, as it were, following his eyes, as the Talmud also notes, that brings Samson to his blinding. I discussed this at length in my article, but what is noteworthy and worthy of reflection at this moment is the fact that even as Samson's blinding is depicted, he still goes out of his way at the top of the canvas to show us Delilah grasping his newly shorn hair in her hand. Rembrandt, strikingly, seems to be combining two scenes which did not occur at the same time. There was first the hair cutting, and then, separately, after Samson is taken captive, there is the blinding. Rembrandt has given us both. The explanation for this may be simple. He seeks to give us background for the story. But perhaps Rembrandt is attempting to communicate a message that is deeper. He is creating a visual juxtaposition and contrast between two aspects of Samson's existence: his hair, and his eyes. His hair, we are told in the story, is the source of his strength. This can be explained based on the subject that we have been studying in our recent episodes of 10-Minute Mitzvah, the Nazarite. Our mitzvot for the day are both positive and negative. A Nazarite, a Nazir, is obligated to let his hair grow. That is what is known in the codification of the commandments as a mitzvat aseh, a positive obligation. And he is also forbidden from cutting it. That is what's called a mitzvah lo taaseh, a prohibition. As we discussed in a previous episode, drawing on the writings of Rabbi Michal Elhatton, the hair of the Nazarite is a sign of the Nazir's holy state, a reflection of the Nazir's withdrawal from certain aspects of mundane life. Indeed, as we further cited, the very name Nazir is linked to Nazer, so that for the commentator Ibn Ezra, the hair is a sort of spiritual crown, reflecting the Nazir's exalted sacred state. Why withdrawal from the world might be laudable if Judaism is not an ascetic religion is a subject to which we will turn in a future episode. But what is fascinating is that we can now understand that Rembrandt has intuited that two aspects of Samson's person were in a certain sense in conflict with each other: his hair and his eyes. Samson is called by God to be some form of a Nazir for his entire life. His hair is thus his crown. It is the sign, the symbol, the signifier of his spiritual calling as a servant and messenger of God to serve as the protector of God's covenant people. His eyes are, in contrast, the source of what leads him astray. It's further noteworthy in this context that when the Nazir, as described in the Torah, comes to the conclusion of his or her temporary period of withdrawal from certain aspects of the world, the hair that is shorn is then used to fuel the fire that will cook part of the offerings that is brought by the Nazir in the temple. It is utilized as fuel for a sacred korban, for the hair, in a certain sense, has holiness all its own. To study Rembrandt, then, is to realize that the artist actually seems to have intuited the way both hair and eyes play out in the story. And, as I noted in my article, Rembrandt thus is using a visual means in order to highlight some of the dangers of being led astray by the temptations of sight, and thereby utilizes the visual medium in order to educate us. Simon Schama titled his book Rembrandt's Eyes in order to express the point that Rembrandt was always thinking about how to use our eyes to show us truths beyond the superficial. And as Schama notes, if Rembrandt seems to also have understood that if Samson turns to God after his blinding and in total contrition for his mistakes asks for his strength to be restored, that is a sign that now, in this moment, Samson spiritually sees very clearly. We, in turn, see this story more clearly as well, and see the Nazirite, the Nazir, more clearly. And thus, the story of Samson, as depicted by Rembrandt, asks of us in our own lives to consider what is a spiritual crown for us, and what is superficial, as we are called to not deny the pleasures of this world, but to make them holy, and thereby live lives that give us what the rabbis call a Keter Shem Tov, the crown of a good name. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.